You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show, part 3 of 3, looking at MLOps. This time, CI/CD with GitHub Actions and Azure Machine Learning. You're not going to want to miss it. Check it out. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI Show, part 3 of a 3-part series looking at MLOps. I'm here with Shivani Patel. How are you doing, my friend?
Hi, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Fantastic. So tell us who you are and what you do.
All right. Hi, again, I'm Shivani. I work as a program manager on the Azure Machine Learning Platform team, and I specifically work on MLOps.
All right, let's talk about the scenario that we're going to describe here.
So today, I'm going to show you how to create a CI/CD workflow using GitHub Actions and AML. So basically, what we'll be doing here is showing how to create a automated training pipeline with machine learning pipelines and automated deployments. And also, we're going to touch on the topic in that first video where we showed you how to track your code, assets, and artifact, and kind of tying it all together.
All right, let's dive in.
Great. So right here, I am just showing you all the repo where all the code is for your training, your deployment configuration, all those files. So basically what's happening here is that every time, let's say you fix or update one of your training codes, so it could be, you know, your registration or your preparation files, whatever you're working on, what that'll do is it'll basically trigger a GitHub action. Now what's happening in this build is that this file is basically controlling what's happening. What it's going to do is pull those files and trigger a machine learning pipeline every time you update, you know, one of the scripts in there. So let's see what that actually looks like. So here I have an action that was triggered. This is where it'll go ahead and build that training pipeline and run it. So you have these files that I was referring to as before. So great, I have my training pipeline that's running. What's really cool is you can also see that same thing happening here in your experiments. You'll notice that it's being submitted by a service principal. So that means the GitHub action is triggering it, not me or Seth or anybody else. And so when you drill into the actual run, you can see exactly what's going on as you've seen in the actual GitHub action.
All right, so let's pause for a second because I want to make sure I understand. Let's go back to the repo real quick, if that's okay. So basically, these are the files that comprise your code files for creating a machine learning pipeline and for running a machine learning pipeline. Is that right?
Exactly.
Awesome. So if these are long running processes, if I check in like another image file, I don't want the whole thing to fire off again. How do you prevent that from happening?
So in the actual build, what we're doing here is we're only going to run when a Python file is edited or pushed.
I see. And so basically what it does is it takes the code and runs, because I'm looking at, I think it's line 35. It's running this pipeline code. What is this actually doing?
So that's basically taking each of those files that are involved in the machine learning pipeline and running the latest version of those.
I see. And so then that automatically takes you over to Azure Machine Learning. And well, you can see, let's go back here one more to where it actually was running that one. It actually runs that pipeline. And then I can see that it's creating all the steps. And then it shoots that over to Azure Machine Learning Service, which is this thing, which you're going to click on right here.
Yep. So you can see it happening kind of in parallel.
Fantastic. So that's all the continuous integration build. So that's what you mean by CI in this case.
Yes. Yes.
Fantastic. So now that the model is built, what can you do now?
Right. So as you can see at the end of our training process, our whole goal is to register this really amazing model. In this case, this model will be recognizing tacos and burritos.
Yeah,
very important.
Very important. Yeah.
Yes. Very, very important. And so at the end of this, you can see that we're registering a model, right? And so every time there is a model registered, we can go in here and it'll actually trigger a build. A GitHub action for build. And so what's happening in the actual build file, go back here. Let's give me just a second here to workflows. So in the deploy file, what it's doing is it's going to take, use that same GitHub reference and pull those files that were associated with that model that you registered in your continuous integration build. You know, that previous build, all those files, especially the most important one is that scoring file to actually load and run your model. So that'll get passed on And we'll go ahead and use the CLI in this case to actually just run a simple command that'll pull in those files using that GitHub reference that I was talking about. You can see here, it'll have the name of the deployment, the model, and the compute target, all of the those configuration files we showed you in the repo, and basically containerize it and deploy it as a web service.
Okay, so let me see if I understand this part. So there's two things that are kind of unclear. The first one is, how does it know, like, for example, when I check my code in, it automatically does this build. But let's just say I've checked other code in after. This model may take a long, let's just say it takes a week to build. How does it know what code to actually use for the scoring? Because the scoring is very specific to that check-in.
Right. And so that's what I was referring to, the actual GIP reference or that SHA that you're using to take it that you used in that previous CI build.
I see. And then the second question, so if I'm understanding right, when it was checked in, it stored like the reference of that particular commit and then pull all the files. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, okay. Exactly, that reference.
The second question is, let's go back to where the GitHub actions were fired. I can see, for example, made a change. You see that it knows that it was checked into the master branch. And we saw in the workflow that, or the GitHub action, that it knew about that. How did the model register one get fired?
So right here, let's show you right in here. So when it's listening in, so basically what's happening is when that model is registered, we use an Azure function that's actually listening in for the model registration action to happen. So kind of just give a summary. What the Azure function is doing is it's using EventGrid, which was talked about in our second video, to listen in for model registration. And when that model is registered, it'll go ahead and send that information over to the GitHub action. Right here, you can see that it's sending over the token, the model version. You can specify, what type of information you want to send over to the GitHub action.
I see. And then that function is called, and then it triggers that action to run again.
Yeah, right here. So you see, this is this didn't run until that function completed, right? And that function, we're calling this API.
So basically, it was really informative in the second video. You have this thing called EventGrid that shoots off events. In this case, it's shooting an event to this Azure function that then saying, GitHub, it's time to do a deploy.
Exactly.
So what does that look like? Once you do a deploy, where does it go in Azure Machine Learning Service?
Right. So from here, as you can see, we're calling the CLI. It'll go ahead and deploy that model. You can go back to your actual machine learning workspace, click on endpoints. You can see that endpoint show up right here. And so you can also see, again, that model that you register, the experiments, and now the endpoint. And if you want to go ahead and, try and consume it, what you can do is go ahead, copy this REST endpoint, maybe go on Bing. Right here, I have a picture of a wonderful taco.
Yum.
And then you'll paste that in front of the actual image link. And then that'll do a prediction right here. It's saying it's, 99% chance that it's a taco. Pretty confident that it's a taco.
Well, I'm pretty confident that it's also a taco. It's also making me very hungry. Well, this is pretty awesome. Any other information you want to give about this?
No, try it out for yourself. We'll post some links in the video below, so definitely check it out.
Thank you so much, Shivani. Thank you so much for watching. We're learning all about MLOps, specifically how to do continuous integration, continuous deployment with GitHub Actions. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.